Generally, we have to think that at the time of separation, all the nerves affected deeply, to its deepest intensity, in the indirect way. And that will affect the inevitable union. So union is a finishing touch. And the preparedness, hunger for the union, that has been considered to be the highest point. Just as youth is full grown, but just before youth, Kishore in Sanskrit it is Kaishore. Bayak Kaishore akam dhyam, not the youth, but just before the youth, the stage of life. That has been considered to be the highest desirable stage. Kishore, just before youth. Though youth is considered to be full grown, so viparalambha, that is hunger for eating is satisfaction, but just before the eating, the stage of hunger, that has been given the best consideration of the health. Hunger is the cause of satisfaction, of eating. So the first stage has been given the highest importance, viparalambha. And there every nerve to its most intensified stage. It is surcharged with thing which is on the other side, desirable side. Preparing to embrace. When going to embrace, that is considered to be the highest stage. Then when embracing, viparalambha becomes more intense, hankaring, the full, it captures the whole and to the deepest. Next, it is a test to the real of both the parties, of the real relationship, of the deep attack of the thing.
The
Kishore, Hare Krishna, that viparalambha has its got own special kind of enjoyment. Radharani is so great, the Vrindavan party is so great, only for their Vipralambha. Vipralambha is the taste of genuineness of thing. Long after Krishna had his lila, after 12 in Vrindavan, but we are told that in rare cases the age may be taken as 1.5. In 12 we may take him as grown to 18. Anyhow, for few hours he passed his time in Vrindavan, very small period, and more life in Mathura and Dwarka, 120 years, 25 years, 12 years in Vrindavan. But this small connection, limited connection of few years, fed the Vrindavan party more than 100 years and most intensely eating his union. And that has been given in the history of love divine. The unique position of Radharani, Yashoda, etc. What standard of intensity of love divine they got that they could endure so much time with the same intensity for the same. So much love and affection is never found in any history of the world. A long period of unabating, intense tendency for union. So what is there? I heard something, the failure makes us great.
Failure is the pillar of success.
Pillar of success, that is another thing. And sometimes failure makes one great. That is another thing like that. So there is something there. Not the result, but the action. The qualitative difference. Qualitative difference. I am doing not for result, but concentrated in the action, not for the consequence. Action itself, karmanyeva adhikarasti, a different quality. Different quality. Friends may be faithful when they are together, but when separated far and for a long time, if still they are faithful to one another, then there must be high quality, higher quality of faithfulness there. And when together, faithfulness to each other, that is easy thing. But when separated, and for a long time, still maintaining faith to each other, then that must be of higher quality. Separation is the test to the genuine thing, especially the love. What degree of love is there that can stand so long separation? And never fresh, always fresh, long-standing flesh to the highest intensity, the spirit of sacrifice, challenging everything. Nothing new, requiring as a response, no want. It's the queen is absolute. Proud of sacrifice. Hare Krishna. This is how it goes. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. A special character of in giving, in giving, in bestowing, the ecstasy in giving, in not taking, in giving, not taking. So in the case of the union of the male and the female, it is told that that of the female, they are more intense, because that is passive, negative, not aggression, giving, sacrifice is greater there. It is taught. By giving, we thrive, and that is the fundamental substance in love, to give and not to take. So with pralambha, separation is the highest chance of this taste in itself. So it is considered to be greater than union. Only action, no reaction. Giving, not getting. Love is there, more. Hare Krishna. Love means to give. To give. And the test is there in separation. Nidai Gaur Hari Bol, Nidai Gaur. Nidai Gaur Hari Bol, Nidai Gaur Hari Bol. Nidai Gaur Hari Bol, Nidai Gaur Hari Bol. Udarjo, Madhurjo Udarjo. So, Mahaprabhu is considered to be, though Krishna, but Krishna when Mahaprabhu considered to be higher, Madhurya and Udarya, when he is giving himself to others without any consideration, self-distributing stage, that is Vipralambha. Mad, to give himself to others. That aspect of Krishna is said to be higher in conception. And the mood of Krishna in the mood of Radharani. Mood of Radharani. Krishna, Krishna, Krishna. Govinda, 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 Govinda. Govinda, Govinda, Govinda. Radhi, Radhi. Govinda. Gaur Hari, Gaur Hari. Jai Gaur Hari Bol. Jai Gaur Hari Bol. Jai Gaur Hari Bol. So I'd like to finish here today.
9th of December, 1982, Side A.
Bhakti Vedanta Swami Maharaj ki jai. Jai Bhakta Vrinda ki jai. Harinam Sankirtan ki jai. Bhakti Dham ki jai. Bhagavad Gita ki jai. When Mahaprabhu was in Sri Rangam, during Chaturmasya, as the etiquette of the sannyasi at that time, they passed 4 months in one place on the banks of the river Kaveri, Sivangam, the headquarters of the Ramanuja Sampradaya. There he lived in a Brahmin family. The householder was Venkata Bhatta. His son, young Gopal Bhatta, and his brother was one Purulhan. At that time, he regularly visited Ranganatha. Srimurti Ranganatha Vigraha. And there he found in the compound that one gentleman, a Brahmin, he used to read Bhagavad Gita, chant, recite, in Sanskrit of course, but full of mystery. Does not know the language well, but still he goes on Avitika reciting Bhagavad Gita slope. And the people that are passing by, they can't get ridicule him. Because his pronunciation was all mistaken, full of mistake. Does not know the meaning of the passages. Like parrot, making the sound, does not know the meaning and the no knowledge about the in Sanskrit language, can't pronounce them this way. And the people naturally ridicule him. Mahaprabhu one day approached him after his recitation. You Brahmin, you chant the verses of Bhagavad Gita and the general public ridicules you so much, but still you don't care for them and go on chanting. What's the reason? What do you find in it that you continue in spite of this unfavorable remarks against you? What's the reason? The Brahmin came out. As long as I go on chanting the slok of Bhagavad Gita, I find, I can see that Krishna is just as a driver in the chariot before Arjuna, as if I can see him clearly. I read it abiding the instruction of my Gurudev. I do it here. And as long as I engage myself in this matter, I can see Krishna. They are very beautiful, green or blue figure, just before the chariot, as a Sarathi Jivala, one who goes the horses, Sarathi, the driver of the chariot. I can see him, and my heart is very much at ease there. So, whatever the public like, they may remark, but I can't believe that. Then Mahaprabhu told, yes, your reading of Bhagavad Gita, it is the fulfillment of the study you have got hereby. Sartha fulfillment of your chanting. Yeah, I understand. Okay.
Narada Muni.
Patamitra.
So, what should we learn from this? One is reciting, reading, going through the scripture. Does not understand the meaning, but still he goes on. When I was a student, about 14 years or so, I came to read the Sanskrit poem, which is mentioned, Avritti Sabva Sastranam Bodhav Vigoriyasi. The chanting of the poems or contents of the scriptures is more than the understanding of the meaning within it. I could not conceive, I could not catch the meaning that time. How it is possible? Mere chanting of the scriptures can be superior than the understanding of the meaning within it. How it is possible? I could not understand. Avritti, when the repetition of the chanting, sabva sastranam, all the creatures, if we read loudly, twice without number, repeatedly, we attempt to read, but it is told that it is superior to understanding the meaning of the passages. I found it when I came to Gaudiya Math. I could follow the meaning to a certain extent. How it is, how the chanting is superior than understanding the meaning within it. The chanting, the cultivation of the divine sound, sound divine, which is conscious, which is consciousness, is greater than to try to understand the meaning in the inductive process. The sound will express itself, its meaning to you. Just as Harinam, Gaur, chanting, with respect, with regard, with serving attitude, the sound will come with its meaning within your heart. Sabda Brahma, the sound is not this material thing that your lips can produce. It is not like that. Sabda Brahma, the name of the Lord, it is all conscious, and it can express itself within you naturally. It can come to you naturally with its figure, color, and its acquaintance. Sabda Brahma. Vaikuntha Nam. The name infinite, the sound infinite. Only with that expectation, that attitude we have to tackle. We shall expect the name will come with his real meaning, I am so and so, if my attitude towards that, towards the sound, becomes so, so kirtan, sadda brahma, kirtan. And also here, in Sri Angam Mahaprabhu certifies something more. So I can see the beautiful figure of the Lord there. Not knowledge. Krishna is all knowledge, not that. But appealing to the heart, the fine chord of the heart, to charm. It charms the inner chord of my heart, appeals there. I am caught there. I can't give up this recitation. Because the fine chord of my heart is touched, and I get some sort of inexpressible joy in me. Some ecstatic touch I find in my heart as long as I chant Bhagavad Gita in obedience to the instruction of my Gurudev, Ruchi, crossing the knowledge also it may give out, but more than that, they have a taste for the thing, Ruchi, Sukhanubhuti, the experience, the conception of some supernatural knowledge, here supernatural ecstasy, ecstatic feeling. I experience when I repeat the year. Satchit Ananda. Not only appeal to the conscious world, but transcending that, the appeal to the Anandam, to the sense of beauty, love, charm, all these things, the higher plane, the superior plane of our life is there, that Ananda. Anandam, ecstasy, happiness, joy, that plane, the most fundamental plane of our life is there. So, the proper way to approach the repeated scriptures should be in such a submissive way as if that is one with the Supreme Lord. Mahaprabhu told Sanatana Goswami, when Sanatana came to praise him, when Mahaprabhu gave 61 kinds of interpretation in one sloka, Atma Ramastamaye Nirgunta Pukkame. This 61 different forms of explanation was given by Mahaprabhu to this sloka. Then Sanatana Goswami told, you are Bhagavata, you are Krishna yourself. You can express yourself in any way you like. Any way you like. The Mahaprabhu, in his modest way, replied, why do you praise me? Don't you know Krishna Bhagavata is Krishna himself? Every letter is Krishna. Sanatana, every letter of Srimad Bhagavatam is Krishna himself, that is infinite. every letter contains infinite meaning. The approach is all important. So, scripture also, if properly approached, we shall find like that. It will come itself, with its own real meaning, natural meaning to us. Sivanamukhi jivabhu, Sivanamukhi, Sravan. So, all these scriptures to be studied in Gurukul, Yaha Bhagavat Par Vaishnavi Sthane, from a proper source. Panipat Panipasno Seva, Vedic Kantiti Dhyaninas Prasadarsha, the whole dealing of studying the scripture should be of such attitude. Then everything will be right. Sivan Mukh. So all important things, our mood, our attitude, how to approach the infinite knowledge or infinite ecstasy, submissiveness, total unconditional submissiveness in our search, then Krishna is there according to the purity of submission and the earnestness to search the truth, to search for Krishna. Krishna is there. Krishna is everywhere. We can see only Krishna, nothing else. Sometimes Krishna and the Maya. Sometimes Krishna with his devotees of different pastimes and lila. It is Vidhan also. Like that. Every transcendental plane is like that. It is real, it is free. It has got its liberty. He or she, whatever. Liberty, superiority, pleasure. So only the method, the nature of our approach is everywhere. Sabbatta Krishna Murti Karihal Mal, Siddhajitya Pareja Rakhi Niramal. Everywhere the figure, the color, or representation of Krishna is shining with great luster. But only he can see whose eyes are pure, purified, not covered with the prejudice of different kinds, in the plane of exploitation or renunciation or calculative devotion. If we can cross these three planes, then everywhere we can find him. Only Buddha Pachakhu Yar Vishaya Dhulite, but whose eyes are covered by the dust of different plans and purpose. Different plans, Panyavidas, Karma, Gyan, fleeting desires or organized exploiting desires, or to get out of the troubles around liberation desire. We can't find him. Those prejudices covers our feeling. He is everywhere. He's everywhere, still we can't see him. We can see only the color. Because cataract. A cataract of different layer. Well, only I can't see. So, it is the duty of the Guru to remove the cataract. Ajnanati miram bhasya. Jnanam jano sabhakaya. With speak, mixed with that amjana means, and some ointment of the eye. Mixed with ointment, a stick, it removes the cover of the eye. Then we can see the infinite. And the background comes out in the front, and we can see, we can feel, we can hear. The sound also, like the eye, the ear also so, touch also so. Only our own prejudice has covered us. Sun is there. But if I cover my eyes, no sun. Sun is, but no sun if I can cover my eyes. Sound is, but if I can cover my ears, no sound. Something like that. A deep vision with respect, with reverence, with love, with beauty, with love, with earnest hankering of this sweet association, we become qualified to come to that plane. That plane. Only with the jokhujar visayadhuriti kamanase paratvattva paivyadhiti. Our inability, our unwillingness is the cause not to see him.